What to do when a green thumb strikes during the school day? Garden club may be the answer. The club was founded this spring by sophomore students who became interested in gardening after studying plants and biology. They found it to be a joyful process. It's just fun to grow stuff, co-founder Talia Karen said. Originally mentioned as an offhand comment, the co-founders, June Dalton, Talia Karens, Annie Zhang, and David Schumacher, grew excited about the club idea, as horticultural opportunities are few and far between during the school day. We were working with plants in the biology room and realized there was the capacity to grow plants in there, club co-founder Talia Karen said. In the biology room, dozens of red cups now sit on the windowsill, housing plants that the club grew from seed packets. The club also uses the grow light available in the biology room, which is convenient, as the biology teachers, Ms. Yostebrow and Ms. Peel, advised the club. Next year, the garden club might expand to its own outdoor plot. The group hopes to move operations outside and be able to grow plants on SPA property. We're mostly staying inside right now, but we are hoping that some of the plants we planted can be brought home with members to plant gardens or just keep as houseplants, Karen said. Sophomore Sawyer Bollinger Danielson has been a member of garden club since the first day and has kept a close watch on her tomatoes since. Bollinger Danielson's tomatoes sit on the windowsill next to habanero peppers, flowers, and cucumbers. I've always wanted a garden, but at home I can't get the motivation to. Being able to do it as a designated time makes it so I can, she said. Bollinger Danielson's tomatoes require a careful eye, especially because the watering time frame is reduced now to just weekdays. Nevertheless, she hopes to bring them home and transplant them into her outdoor garden. If I want a tomato, I can just go out and pick one, Bollinger Danielson said of her future plans. Besides moving outdoors, Gardening Club plans to expand its reach next year by providing greenery to SPA spaces. We're going to be able to grow more houseplants with low light abilities and distribute them to various classrooms for teachers that want them, Karen said. Gardening Club got its start in a post-COVID SPA, where community engagement and club attendance are unusually low. But the club has been a success so far, especially among freshmen and sophomores. The group boasts an email list of around 30 people and is quickly growing in attendance. It's fun to be able to start something and see that people are actually interested in it, Karen said. Garden Club meets in the biology room during club periods and welcomes all students to get their hands dirty.